Switch to Sprint Unlimited Basic, featuring TV from Hulu and 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot. Plus, for a limited time, get 5 lines for only $120 per month. Hurry to a Sprint store or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Offer ends 8/16/18. After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. One Hulu limited commercial plan per eligible Sprint account. MHS reduced to 3G speeds after 500 megabytes per month. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and 3-day activation fee. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it, say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah. If you really ready, say yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I'm Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Get Lifted Radio. And as I always do at the beginning of my broadcast, I thank everybody who continues to support Get Lifted Entertainment, the company, Get Lifted Radio, the platform itself. Thank you for retweeting and sharing and commenting on our Instagram post. I'm going to try to make sure I have a topic each week for you guys to call in and express your feelings. If you have any ideas on topics, don't hesitate to hit us up on Instagram or hit us up on our Facebook like page, Get Lifted Radio. You can also tweet us or hit us up in our inbox on Twitter if you want it to be private. Who knows? But there's plenty of ways to reach out to us. Get Lifted_Radio on Twitter, Get Lifted Entertainment on Instagram, and then, of course, you can find us on Facebook at our like pages. If you are an artist or anyone that has a commercial for their brand, please don't hesitate to submit that to us. GetLiftedEntertainment.com's website. There's submissions there. There's also video features for our site. If you want your business featured, we also offer business features as well. If you have a review that you need done for a product, we will conduct a review for your product as well. So just check out our site, GetLiftedEntertainment.com, and in the submissions tab, all the directions are ABC123. We try to make everything as user-friendly as possible. And no further ado, I'm going to get into my first track for tonight. But before I do that, tonight's topic is side chicks. It was a very interesting conversation that I was having with some people at work. So I decided to make this the topic of tonight. In today's society, being a quote unquote side chick, I think is just a fancy word of saying homewrecker now. Maybe you're a fancy thought. Who knows? I don't know. But it definitely has become a very, I don't know, popular or trendy thing amongst, you know, certain groups of people. Not everybody agree with it. Some people glorify it. Me personally, I don't really agree with it at all. I don't think it's any different than, you know, like I said, being a homewrecker. I look at side chicks as terrorists. They're looking to destroy. Side dudes, they're terrorists. They're looking to destroy. So I don't really think there's much anything good to come out of it. I had one lady say that the main chicks are stupid because here it is, they have somebody who's making them promises, telling them that they love them and whatever the case may be, or in some cases have even taken vows in front of God and said, hey, this is what it is. I promise you this, to love you till death do us part. And here it is that, you know, he or she is cheating or creeping on the side. So why would you want to be in that person's place? Because the same thing is pretty much probably going to happen to you. So let us know how you feel. I want to know how you feel. 347-826-7536. Are you a side chick? Are you a side dude? Why? Why would you want to take that position? If your relationship has been affected by a side chick or a side dude, you know, let us know. 347-826-7536. And here we go with Jumpin', Nicki McKnight, Murder, and Sir Nasty.
Look around, I can see them all. Niggas staring at me, why you just can't show me love? Well, I'ma let you know what's up, body. Middle finger, nigga, I don't give a fuck, body. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump.
I think they got it twisted. Somebody must say that I give a shit. Only pass those to my asshole. The same asshole I give niggas a kiss. So fuck you and your list of friends, your members and your real clique. I see y'all as peons, which means y'all ain't being shit. Man, I try to be on my chill. Get on these tracks and I spit my ill. Hit these stages and get my kill on them. Maybe I'm just too chill for them. Maybe I'm just too real for them. When they force feet and it's fakeness and I'm making hits, just staying it. So you ain't niche. If that ain't a bitch, my shit be jumping high, and that's why I be up in sky. They can't hear me around the world, and they just heard you up in sky. Ha, that's that local club in Columbus, if you're wondering. Bottom line, they don't do it how I does it. I say fuck them. 32 emo, you heard about we. If not the whole team, then you heard about me, or heard about Sizzle, or heard about E. Get a word around C that I murder, I beat. So you know it won't be long before I visit the graveyard. Another body on the way, y'all. Nix.
Look around, I can see them all. Niggas staring at me, why you just can't show me love? Well, I'ma let you know what's up, body. Middle finger, nigga, I don't give a fuck, body. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump.
Jumping like two motherfuckers on trampolines. Hit that bitch on the ass like a tambourine. Now she speaking that Mandarin Chinese. I keep it jumping, jumping like traps on the breath on the 15. Jumping, suicide off the building, don't worry. I'ma land on my feet, bitch. I'ma go Hancock on the beat, beat, bitch. I'ma go ham hock on the beat, beat, beat. That pussy raw dog. I just made a slow dog between the buns when I ski ski. House of pain, house of pain. Chain hanging from they nose ring. Black flag, skull gang. Grown money, big Wayne. Bitch, I'm ready like North Korea. How you aim this big thing? Crisscross, crisscross. Bitch, I blow your clothes back. Gangsta shit, talk it, walk it. I preach it, man, you cold pastor. Somebody pass a collection plate. Hoes waiting on a nigga like a section 8. I love them AK-47s. Whatever protection take. Nigga, you ain't a thug, you didn't destroy. My fans is crack fiends, cause I speak drugs. Come in the club, them niggas looking with a mug. I'm the third, now what's up? Now tell me what it was. What's up to my cousin? And all my bloods, I ride in my folks, they never give a fuck.
Nigga. Murder house, nigga.
Look around, I can see the moon. Niggas staring at me, why you just can't show me love? Well, I'ma let you know what's up, buddy. Middle finger, nigga, I don't give a fuck, buddy. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My 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 shit be jump.
You see me shining on the hater like this. Something hard with my team like this. Yeah, we be getting to the paper like this. Ain't no way nobody going hard like this. I woke up this morning motivated from the hate and heard my name being used in some local conversations. I don't really give a fuck, cause I ain't focused on the haters. Putting pressure on these
papers. You ain't talking about that. You ain't talking about shit. I hear you flexing about the work, but you ain't talking about bricks. Stay the fuck out my business. Worry about my situation. Keep your eyes on that bitch, cause she know you niggas faking. Says she need a real nigga, certified head bustle. Well respected in the streets, not a second string hustler. We ain't fucking with your kind, use a different breed. You ever cross me wrong, then you my enemy. You see me shining on the hater like this.
Tuesdays, I am your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Get Lifted Radio. Tonight, we're talking side chicks and side dudes. Are you one? If you are one, you know, and you want to give a little feedback on why, you know, maybe try to help people get a little bit of understanding of your take and the position that you assume in one's life as far as, you know, romantically, they're involved with obviously someone that they consider their main chick or their main dude. Here it is. Who knows? You have a crush on them. Your crush turns into feelings. Feelings turns into whatever. And now it's in a position where you know it's not ethically correct what you're doing. However, you can't control your emotions. You have to express tears of endearment to this individual, knowing that they may be in a relationship. They may be in a marriage. They may be in the middle of trying to work something out, yet, you know, there's outside factors that obviously that are keeping them coming to you and you going to them, however it works out. But at the end of the day, it's ultimately going to destroy somebody. Somebody's going to get hurt, whether it be the main chick, whether it be the side chick. Who knows? You may get cut off. You may not like the fact that you get cut off. You may be the side dude who gets cut off. It could be something that's only in regards to sex. It could be in regards to gifts. Somebody could be getting their bills paid. Who knows the reason why? But, you know, let us know how you feel about it. 347-826-7536. Someone in the chat room says that anybody that is in that position, that's because they're being allowed to be in that position. I'm assuming that they mean the individual that they are creeping with, is what I'm going to call it, is allowing it to happen. Somebody who cares about someone and their relationship, whether your relationship is on the rocks or you're good, like if you really care about somebody and that's just not the stance that you take on dealing with people. It's very easy to be like, you know, I'm flattered. Thank you for the compliments. Thank you for whatever. However, I'm not that type of person. I can't do that. Some people find it hard to say no. Others don't. Are you one of those people that can say no, or do you go along with the flow? Let us know, 347-826-7536. Right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays, Get Lifted Radio. That last track was Deuce Revolver featuring Nicki McKnight. Like this, you can get that on Deuce Revolver's latest mixtape. Follow him on Twitter, D-U-C-E, Revolver 706. You can also follow Nicki McKnight, 706 Nix. And her website is 706nix.com. If you aren't following us already on Get Lifted Radio's Twitter, please do so. As we play the tracks, we also try to make sure that the artist information is put out there. So if you like the track, you know, tweet them, give them a shout out, let them know, find out what their iTunes is, you know, support the artist as well. As just right here on Turn Up Tuesdays, you can always support them online on their SoundCloud, on their iTunes, Apple Music, etc. We're going to bring it right back here to Jacksonville, Florida, actually. I'm going to play my homie, White Boy DJ. He just released a video titled Skrilla. You can check that out on YouTube. Skrilla, S-K-R-I-L-L-A. Skrilla Freestyle by White Boy DJ. Right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays, representing Jacksonville, Florida.
Say when you play this game, ain't no room for no beginner. Never fold, bitch, I was born a winner. Then clear my vision, now the picture getting bigger. All I can tell you, boy, get the rolling with her. Go get her, go get her, go get her. And just remember, got bananas for gorilla. And I'm just out here trying to hustle up a dinner. Go ahead and look around, you won't find another rilla. See, when you play this game, ain't no room for no beginner. Never fold, bitch, I was born a winner. Then clear my vision, now the picture getting bigger. All I can tell you, boy, get the rolling with her. Go get her, go get her, go get her. And just remember, got bananas for gorilla. And I'm just out here trying to hustle up a dinner. Go ahead and look around, you won't find another rilla.
Say, boy, I'm about to ready, be, but y'all already know that. I ain't a hater, though. Salute the Kodak. They telling me it's my time, and I swear I'm about to show that. You always got your hand out, wanna hold something? Hold that.
That's why only in my heat I trust. When it come down to this rap shit, truth is I ain't seeing much. Swear that all y'all sign the same, talking about how much clean you touch. Yeah, we really in these streets, that stuff routine to us. That deal ain't nothing new, we been out here chasing out this cash. Perks and Ross and Zans and Tams, big dime bags and slabs and glass. Said you know my face good anywhere in the city, I can tell him put it on the tab. You just watch when I get my chance, this white boy gon' show his ass. Hey, when you play this game, ain't no room for no beginner. Never fold, bitch, I was born a winner. Then clear my vision, now the picture getting bigger. All I can tell you, boy, get the rolling with her. Go get her, go get her, go get her. And just remember, got bananas for gorilla. And I'm just out here trying to hustle up a dinner. Go ahead and look around, you won't find another rilla.
Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. Okay, I grew up something like a screw up. If you ain't rocking with us, you can kiss up on my two nuts.
Nail me to the cross if you have to, but I'm a king, I need a throne and a castle. If rapping don't work, then it's bad news. Escobar dreams, I can't make that at fast food. I can't live like Beatrice getting paid average. Should be driving a Bugatti living in Miami. Plotting, planning on a fit I'm wearing to the Grammys. Flows raw, hella bars like I'm dealing Zannies. My attitude is on Charlemagne. Fake love, good actors like Martin Payne. Damn, they judge my verses from my skin color. Like, am I telling lies? And have I ever struggled? Come to my city and ask them out the grind. It wasn't overnight, it really took some time. I brought the bread when I show up, watch the pigeons fly. Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring.
My pops is from the islands, but I grew up in New Orleans. And out my neighborhood, I'm the one who went the farthest. Not saying that I'm ballin', you won't see me on the Forbes list. But I do my thing, and to my section, I'm important. To them, I'm Michael Jordan. I try to give them hope. I'm praying that they never cross me, Lord, like the Pope. Smoking on a cloud, got me feeling like I had wings. Trying to touch a meal, Steve Jobs with a Mac screen. I be getting slept on. Well, my heart is Teflon. I used to be broke, broke. I used to get flexed on. Now they wanna ride with me. Then they wasn't acting right. Girl, you turn my appetite. Wouldn't hit you with magic spike. That's no homo. I had to be riding solo in the photo. Then wiping a woman who only want likes on the photos. And probably wouldn't be around if I was just a hobo. So money over everything, you already know though. Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring.
Wow, to me, I look at myself as worth $1 billion, more than what money can imagine, but I never really put a tag on myself. I let other people do that. I never really try to value myself till I get $1 billion, and I haven't got $1 billion yet. So as a child, I always felt like if I can make $1 million, I can make $100 million. So I feel like I can get $100 million, I'm just 9 steps away from being a billionaire, and that's the goal. That's the whole goal, that's the goal, accomplishment. Just to set these entities up, let the artists be as big as they want, as big as they can, and keep growing as a brand. Michael Jackson sold 750 million records, man. We got a long way to go.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We're right here on Get Listed Radio, live from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm laughing at myself because I felt like I almost made myself the donkey of the day. If any of you guys listened to The Breakfast Club this morning, the donkey of the day was Bow Wow. He couldn't get the countdown right for the Grammys yesterday. And they replayed that junk. It was super funny. However, I was getting ready to come in and be like, this is Turn Up Tuesdays. The song wasn't over, so I had to sit back here and just literally hold my breath until that beat rolled out. So luckily, I can hold my breath for longer than 10 seconds. Otherwise, I would have been in trouble. Anyway, I'm sorry. You guys, if you don't know the backstory, it might not be funny to you, but it's funny to me. That track right there was Birdman by D-Day, D-Day 504 on Twitter. That's D-E-E-D-A-Y, the number 5, the number 0, the number 4, D-Day 504. That track was just released not too long ago. You can check the video out on YouTube. Again, it's titled Birdman. I actually like D-Day. He's been in rotation on Get Lifted Radio now for a while. He was introduced to the network by TVMG, Toya Vega, so big shout out to her for always keeping us informed on the latest indie artists, music. We're going to keep it rolling, rolling, rolling. But before we do, tonight's topic is side chicks. I have another comment in the chat room. This comment here says that maybe the individual isn't good enough to be introduced to family. So I'm assuming what they're saying is the individual is never made a main chick or a main dude because they're not good enough to take home to family out of judgment. And if that's the case, that's pretty damn sad. Like, if you allow your family to really control that much of your life as far as, like, who you should be in a relationship with because you may or may not be able to bring them home to the rest of your whole family, like, does your whole family pay your bills, you know? Or, I mean, in some cases they may be, who knows? And if that's the case, then, hey, you might want to go get you a job and take care of yourself so that way you can make your own decisions. But that's a very interesting way to look at it, I guess. I guess I really wouldn't want to be involved with anybody that I couldn't take home and I got to hide them. That's kind of weird. That's like, I don't know, freakish to me. Like, you got to, I'm going to be with you, but I got to be with you in the dark because I can't let nobody see you. I mean, I don't really think that's like helping somebody's self-esteem any more than what their situation may already be for being a side chick or a side dude. Who knows? But anyway, we want to know your thoughts. Are you a side chick? Are you a side dude? You know, has your relationships or past relationships been affected? Is your current relationship being affected by a side chick or side dude situation? Let us know. 347-826-7536. Me, as I stated earlier, side chicks, side dudes, I think y'all terrorists. You're looking to destroy something. Like, you know, it's like somebody's involved, and yet you're going to keep on creeping over here and keeping over here until you just blow some shit up and then hope that you get what's left over after the mess. Like, come on, man. 347-826-7536. We're going to get into our next track. Our next track is going, where am I going to go? Actually, I'm going to go to Massachusetts. This track was actually posted on GetLiftedEntertainment.com today by GetMoneyMusic.com author Derek Lemire. Check it out. Austin Blanco. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Blanco, BLANCO underscore, Austin Blanco underscore. And this track is titled Moolah featuring Flyboy Dizzy right here on Get Lifted Radio. Turn It Up Tuesday.
Ah, it's Blanco. Dizzy, where you at? My pockets are empty, man. I need some moolah. Hit up the waitress and rise like a Ruger. Never asleep, I'm like fuck Freddy Krueger. Ah. She want me to come, so she all on my rooster. Ha. Pull up to the scene and I hop out the hoopty. Come see my life, how it play like a movie. Rollin'. I'm always on point, flow nothing but net. Swish. Cut that hoe off like I'm cutting a check. Ah. Finna pop off, you see that I'm hot now. Straight to the bread, there's no chance I'ma stop now. Throw it all up and then watch it all drop now. Ball NBA, there's no chance I'ma flop now. I need the money to support my fam. And living off my music was always the plan. Us Blanco team, Dizzy making moves, game of chess. Need that money to invest and show them I got next. I just need some money, Tell me, do you feel me? Money for tickets, People spending money to hear me.
We live, boy. Blanco, what up?
Now I just need some dough, Let them know.
Chasing
the paper,
work
for this cash.
Cha-ching.
No time to break
bread
with these hoes.
Get the money, get a coffee. When I step out, it's a movie. Killing shit since the juvie. Gold grill like I'm juvie. Broke niggas got a lot of time. Do you dirty for a dollar sign. They know we popping like bottle wine. These diamonds on me like I gotta shine. Demographics in the merchandise. Your bitch on me, my merchant wifey. Killing shit like I got a license. These hundreds and fifties are so enticing. Posted up, me and Blanco. Wouldn't trust a nigga with a blindfold. Just want to roll it with the time froze. 20 bitches in a Tahoe.
I just need some money, need some money. Tell me, do you feel me? Feel me? Money for tape, money for tickets. Ah. People spending money to hear me. Yeah. Now I just need some dough, need some dough. Let them know, let them know, let them know, let them know. Chasing the paper, work for this cash. Cha-ching. No time to break bread with these hoes. Ah.
Up Tuesdays, I am your host, Magi Love. We're back right here on Get Lifted Radio from Jacksonville, Florida. Tonight's topic is side chicks, side chicks, side dudes. Are you one? Let us know. We want to know your point of view. There are some people out there that agree with, you know, side chicks, side dude. They glorify it. Somebody here says that side chicken... Side chicken is okay to a lot of people because of reality TV. That too is another interesting perspective. One thing about it is it's not like people haven't been cheating, because they have, okay? It's just, it becomes a different term, I guess, depending on what generation and decade. So, you know, you went from infidelity to affairs to creeping, cheating. Now it's like, I'm a side chick. Oh, so you're blatantly letting somebody know that you're definitely cheating with somebody's female, male, and it could be the other way around. Dudes might be a side dude. They may be a side dude to a female and male. Hey, there's a lot of down low brothers. We're not gonna act like that don't exist either. So that's side banging too. But anyway, you know, so that right there is a very interesting point of view. I appreciate you guys in the chat room for listening in and chiming in on your thoughts there. If you want to voice your opinion and come on the air, you're not afraid, don't be shy. 347-826-7536. Press 1. Give us your opinion on the whole side chick, side dude situation. Do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it? Are you one? Has your relationships been affected? Is your relationship currently been affected? We want to know. Press 1 or chime in over there on the chat line. And we're going to get into our next track from Bugs Malone, representing Orlando, Florida, with Early Morning I Hustle.
It looks like it's face cam.
Early in the morning, see what I'ma start my day. My day is paper, dear Lord, I pray. Cause the paper gon' turn my way. Can't wait. Up in them loud clouds. We can let it burn all day. Cause I'm a hustler.
I'm a hustler.
Meaning that I earn all day. And a lot of niggas complaining by the language in the song I say. All I gotta say is fuck ya.
Fuck you, nigga.
Your world is sense of mine
ain't.
Living your life in that pain. Giving your life for that cake. Niggas, you know it's gon' hate. They can't get a belly full off of your plate.
I've been cooking.
No walk-ins, gotta make a date. I don't know you niggas, then you gotta wait. Gonna sing a line, ready with your pay. Can't see you, I'm in the front of the race. Finish the lap and look at they pay. First place, I'm a shoe and it ain't hard for me at this pace.
I'm up.
Early in the morning, y'all ain't really about that. I can lose it all in, I can make it right back. I hustle, I'm up. Early in the morning, y'all ain't really about that. I can lose it all in, I can make it right back. I hustle.
early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
Woke up, that it wasn't my day.
My day.
Get the dear Lord, I pray.
I pray.
That the table's gonna turn my way. Talk off in them loud clouds. We can let it burn all day. Cause I'm a hustler.
I'm a hustler.
Meaning that I earn all day. Got a lot of niggas wearing frowns. Nigga, I'ma eat all day.
Okay.
Love to the team I play.
You
don't even know who is and who ain't.
Right.
You don't even know who can and who can't.
Okay.
Who shitty clean and who stank. Eyes low on that AK. Pocket full of that dank.
Oh.
I got it. But I still gotta get it for the end of the day. If I don't triple, then I still on my day. Holla at a nigga for the deal of the day. Nigga ask how I feel, I'ma say great. I done made a couple $1,000 in my slate. When I got a lawyer to cover up my slate. Money on the menu, I'ma need another plate. I'm up. Early in the morning, y'all ain't really about that. I can lose it all and I can make it right back. I hustle, I'm up. Early in the morning, y'all ain't really about that. I can lose it all and I can make it right back. I hustle. I'm up early in the morning. Y'all ain't really about that. I can lose it all and I can make it right back. I hustle. I'm up early in the morning. Y'all ain't really about that. I can lose it all and I can make it right back. I hustle.
It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Get Lifted Radio. Please be sure to check us out on Twitter at GetLifted_radio. As we do play the artists here on our platform, we do make sure that we tweet their handles out there so that you may network with them. You know, let them know if you like their tracks. Find out what the iTunes is, their YouTube. Who knows? They may be on Spotify. You can follow and subscribe them there. If you are interested in PR services, be sure to follow and check out Toya Vega. That's T-O-I-A, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, G as in George, A as in Apple, Toya Vega, Toya Vega PR, P as in Peter, R as in Robert.com, Toya Vega PR.com for all your professional needs. If you're interested in getting your track in rotation here on Get Lifted Radio, be sure to visit our website, getliftedentertainment.com. There is a submissions tab, and everything is ABC123. We try to make everything user-friendly as possible. And tonight's topic right here on Get Lifted Radio, Turn Up Tuesdays, is side chicks, side dudes. You know, are you one? Currently, have you been one? If so, why? You know, some people may feel it has to do with self-esteem issues. Some people may feel like you get a thrive off of going after someone else's mate. If that's the case, I want to know from those people. I want to know, you know, what you see and what you get out of that. Well, how does that fulfill you knowing that you're getting satisfaction from somebody else that's definitely or obviously satisfying someone else, whether it be emotionally, intimately, it could be both, financially. Like, why would you want to get wrapped up in something like that? We want to know right here on Get Lifted Radio, 347-826-7536. My next track is going to come, let's see. As a matter of fact, we're going to go with my young supporter, Mr. TJ Foy and his crew. They sent me a track last week. I didn't get to throw it in rotation, and I made sure that I was going to get it in rotation this week. But this track is right here titled Double Cup by Young D featuring Young Cam, Young Zed and TJ Foy. You can follow TJ Foy on Twitter at TEEJAYFOY, TJ Foy. He will be performing next month at South by Southwest. So if you're in Austin, Texas, check him out. Check out his social media handle so you can find out his performance location, etc. And here we go with Double Cup right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
I alone. I'm God's soldier. Nigga, I'm not fighting alone. I rebuke every evil spirit that I brought in my home. The devil ain't playing. He sent them bitches straight through the phone. You just a mortal. Can't you see you fucking with the immortal? That couldn't have been me. Nah, that couldn't have been me. I would have popped that bitch and sent her to the cemetery. This shit is bigger than me. I got a spirit in me. I am forever. Motherfuckers gon' remember the G. Yeah, they laughing at me. Why they popping they bottles? Why they popping they mileage? Bitch, you don't want it, you got it. I done been through the fire. Found out the devil's a liar. If God said it, he gon' do it. Don't you touch my lighter. Trying to blow my high before I get off the ground. I'm trying to get it together before that trumpet sounds. My motherfucking mind is osmosis. Walking time bomb, bitch, my heart is explosive. I told my wife to get her shit together, and I thank her. Understand you fucking with a gangster. Black flag, black chucks, nigga, who shot ya? Satan ain't fucking with you, he already got ya. John gotta smoke a big bag of that Sinatra. Tell them rap guards to underground and screaming. These motherfuckers got to feel the presence of the demon. This is horror music, I promise. I'm not squeamish. Blow your brains out on the motherfucking cement. Lyrical crack, that's what the fiends get. She unfastened my jeans quick. Head from a mean bitch. Sitting in some clean shit. I don't know who the hell you flexing for. Cause I'm a motherfucking killer like Dexter, bruh. We talking music in the streets. I come check you, bruh. I pop up on your ass like eczema. They don't want it with the professional. Fuck hip hop, a bunch of rapping bisexuals. Kissing on each other, hugging on each other, dancing on each other. You goddamn bitches. Real G's never wear skinny britches. Now look at your favorite rapper, don't he look suspicious? When animals attack, we be like, don't he look delicious? The animals are talking, not Dr. Doolittle. I'm in a black hood with a bag of blue Skittles. You could never be Biggie, your spirit too little, nigga. I'm a stoner, you say I'm on drugs, right? I'm Tupac with this shit, nigga, thug life. I'm going in for the rest of us. I'm Bob Marley in this bitch, nigga, Exodus. The Tekka bus is Festivus if you mess with us. I scream one name when things get the best of us. Jesus, can you feel my pain? Look up in the sky, my God, it's finna rain. Letting me know he see my tears and all this grinding for all these years.
Come on, boy.
He told me he could relate, okay. And since I'm waiting on him, the reward is great. Nigga, I'm getting kingdom ready, the awards can wait.
Oh, nah.
1 million niggas inside.
Oh, nah.
I give my life for the G's coming after me. Spiritually, World War III. The explosion of the heart, I was sent here to shine light on the dark. I'm in here, GD what it is. Have mercy on
the
kids, Father. Jesus.
You see, I did not come here to make friends or to be loved or be liked by everybody. Fuck the world. I didn't come here to argue with you about what you believe in and what you do not believe in. I came to tell my story and tell you what I stand up for. Real underground king. I believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he rose again. You don't believe that? Then let's just agree to disagree. Or we can go to war. What's up, folks?
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love, right here from Jacksonville, Florida. We're live on Get Lifted Radio. That right there, that track was titled Explosion of the Heart. By Sir Nasty. You could check it out on iTunes from his Friday the 13th Hip Hop Holocaust mixtape. Tonight's topic on Turn Up Tuesdays is side chick, side dudes. You know, are you one? Do you agree with it? Has it affected your relationships? Is your current relationship being affected by side chick or side dude activities? We have a caller on the line, 9923-9923. You're live on Get Lifted Radio. State your name and where you're from. What it do?
Yo, it's Lady Ankh. What's up?
What up, Lady Ankh?
What's up? How's it going?
How you?
How's everybody?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling in to Turn Up Tuesdays, Get Lifted Radio. I seen your post on Facebook with your bottles. You all right over there? No driving, right?
Nope, because I sold my car, so I'm on the best.
You crazy. So
I like that last track. I like the last track. That was good. I like that.
You like the last track, Sir Nasty? You've always been a fan of Sir Nasty. I appreciate that. You've always been there down with Graveyard Entertainment for a very long time now. So
long time, yep.
But real quick, tonight's topic is side chick, side dude, you know. Are you a side chick? You side chick?
I'm never a side chick. That's a good one.
Okay. So how do you feel about the whole side chick, side dude situation? Do you feel like it's glorified? Do you disagree with it? What do you take?
Well, I'm poly, so everybody's a side because I'm the number one. So I feel like as long as people are honest about it and people know their roles, then it's all good because people get bored.
Okay.
And as long as you're honest, then you're not hurting nobody's feelings.
So, I do know that you are poly, and with that being said, let people know exactly what that means, because a lot of people have a very negative misconception on what poly means.
It means open relationships with more than one partner, monogamous relationships where everybody agrees to certain terms, and they're honest, and they respect each other. And it's like you become a family. So just like, you know how the Muslims have like many wives, they all raise their children together. It's the same thing.
There you have it. Well, you know, I don't know. because I'm not, you know, I don't turn my nose. I don't frown upon individuals that practice poly. I have other friends who are also poly. But I feel like that's a different type of, it's actually like a lifestyle, you know. Being a side chick is not a fucking lifestyle. That's being a fancy thought.
Why can't it? It's a fancy thought. It's still a relationship, no matter what the terms are.
But it's a secret relationship.
Side chick, you know you're a side chick. Well, it's only a secret to one person.
But see?
Whoever the person who has the partner.
Right, and when you're poly, there are no secrets like that.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you can't tell your partner, like, they know things, but you can't tell them, like, what you're doing in the meantime just because of how they are, and you respect them enough to, like, not tell them. But you, like, talked about it in the beginning, you just don't, like, you're not current up on what's going on, like, weekly, day to day. That's why it's wrong.
There you have it. I agree with you to a certain extent, but I feel like if everybody involved in the situation is not aware that there is a situation with just more than just me and you, like there, you don't know that there's a me and you and someone else, I think that's unfair. And
it
I feel
is unfair,
like
though.
It's unfair, and I feel like there's hidden agendas, and so that's why I say when you practice poly and you are poly, that's a lifestyle. When you're a side chick, you're just, to me, like I said, I feel like side chicks, side dudes are terrorists. They're looking to destroy something that's already in place. When you're poly, you're not looking to destroy. Mm-hmm. You're looking to conjoin your love and your relationships together.
Yeah. Has anyone called and said that they were a side chick or a side dude? <I guess. laughs>
Not yet. No. No one's been brave enough yet. No one's been brave enough to say that they actually are. But, you know, I would like for someone to call in and say that they are and, you know, figure out why. And, you know, have you been cheated on? Is your self-esteem low? You know, are you hoping that this person no longer wants to be with the person that they with? And then you get a chance. But then what happens when you get a chance? You know, like, why would you want to be with somebody who was cheating with you or side chicken, side dude with you the whole time they were with someone else who they claim that they love so dearly? And you know what I mean?
Because,
like,
when women have sex with
other women or other men, we like, there's like this chemical imbalance that happens and we transfer like energies. I mean, even fluids, but even just like on a, like a energy vortex, like type of level, like we get attached to whoever we're around and we just like can't let that go. And we, you know, it becomes love for us. Guys don't have that. Mm-hmm. But women do. So we'll deal with being a side chick. I mean, have I been a side chick? I've never been a side chick, but I don't know.
Me either.
Have I been a side chick? I mean, if I'm single and I was messing with somebody and they were single too.
Well, let me just take that back. Knowingly, I have not been. Knowingly, I have not been. And knowingly, I have not had. I have not had side chicks. Like, I just, you know, if you're involved with, first of all, I'm scared of diseases, okay? So, I'm scared of transferring fluids and all that kind of stuff.
The way you say it, ew.
Fluids. I'm scared. So, no, I don't want to be with somebody who's siding and all that, and I don't, you know, I just, I'd rather if you're gonna cheat or whatever the case may be, just break up with me. Like, don't put me in a risk factor of getting something that you and your side chick done mixed up or side dude have mixed up, and now you mix it up with their main. Who knows if their main is not cheating?
My girlfriend asked me to not have sex with her 2 weeks of me having sex with my dude, like straight up, because she doesn't want to like the fluids and all that stuff. Like,
she's,
fuck,
well, she's good because I'm saying 6 months at least.
I mean, she's my girlfriend.
That's always been my rule. Like, you been with dude before? How long has it been? 6 months or longer? Okay, let's go get that test.
I mean, but okay, well, you can keep getting tests. That's fine. I mean, if you know you, go get your test. That's good. Keep getting them. Especially if you have two. Yeah, I'm taking them a lot. Yeah.
Well, good.
Everyone should join the poly side. All the side chicks need to just become bisexual and then just hook up with the girl, and then y'all could be a family. And then make him pay for everything. Or make, you know, whatever. Whoever the dom is, make her pay for everything. Whatever. That's what I say.
So before I let you go, are there benefits? Do you feel like there's benefits to being a side chick or a side dude? Like you just said, have them pay your bills or something.
No.
You know,
there's no real benefits. There's no real benefits because if somebody else is paying your bills and they still have power over you, and that's not going to work. And then when you really want to spend time with them, or you're sad or upset or want to talk about work, they have another family that they have to deal with, and you come second. So you're going to be sad, you know, and feel lonely. So you just might as well just be by yourself. Yeah, and be
Word.
Number one.
Like, I like that.
All right, y'all. Yep.
I like that. Thank you for calling in. That was Lady Unk.
Right.
We appreciate you very, very much. Have a good night.
Appreciate you. And I got to hit you with the Zerbert.
Zerbert.
Peace.
Lady Unk has been a long time supporter of Get Lifted Entertainment and Graveyard Entertainment. She currently resides in Columbus, Ohio. She's native of the DMV, so we appreciate her for calling in. And that was a very interesting exchange. Pretty much touched it on from all sides. I like the fact, you know, that she said there are no real benefits of being a side chick or a side dude, because you're going to always come in second, you know, whether it be you want to talk at that moment, you want to see them, whatever the case may be, you always have to plan it. You always have to wait until other arrangements are made in order for you to even be made, I guess, first at that given moment. So we're going to get into our next track real quick with Brad Jordan. This is Isaiah Rashad featuring Michael Da Vinci, representing Los Angeles, California, with Brad Jordan right here on Turn Up Tuesdays.
I, mother, playing. Feel like I'm bad. Just like all the brand penny colliders to your mouth.
Stupid shit like that.
Excuse my curtain.
Yo, now it's just me, my nigga, Mike D. Gento, we was banging out some massive peak. On the road, I prefer my word with platinum teeth. Maybe gold, they don't like it when you come direct.
Well, fuck.
But spot it bold, tell them hoe they better come correct. My mama taught me we no accepting any memberships. No acting losses, I will step up in your dealership. And tell them bossing, we no flexy with the funk. Add a blessing to the pump. Damn, I got a sonny on the way. But then my baby, I been spitting like it's cracking some. Like since the 80s, I was born, I think in 91. That mean I'm chosen when I slide it through your hood, bitch. Just have a frozen, bitch.
Yeah, goddamn, feel like I'm Brad Jordan. Goddamn, my man, feel like I'm Brad Jordan. Scarface, I'm like, I'm Brad Jordan. Feel like I'm the fucking, feel like I'm Brad Jordan. Two dope boys in the bus that had run them. Houston, OPM on them pussy. Feel like I'm Brad Jordan.
And you would think I was from South Park. Granted, I was making trouble. Gripping on another level, motherfucker. I feel like dropping classic. Like the rucker. And rappers, bitches, passive.
It's just me, my brother, Spoda, bitch. Sitting low. I've been drinking since my mama called. Around four. Niggas asking me too many questions. Fucking throw. Ride Da Vinci, Mike December. We was losing, now we winning. Can I sport a couple in this? Play for bust that Brandon Jennings. Wear your crown in your pocket or that shit'll come on missing. You that nigga, but the missus. Eat a dick and mind your business. This for all my east side niggas who be eating, do no sleeping for they ceilings. Never go to parties even if it is a weekend. And shout out to the women who be faithful to they pippin. And shout out to them haters who be all up in they feelings. And shout out to my daddy, I'ma buy your ass a Bentley.
I was making trouble. Gripping on another level, motherfucker. I feel like dropping classics, like the rucker. And rappers be too passive. A bunch of buses, I'm on everybody's asses. And it's the notice, and I ain't even trying, ho. And did you notice? And it's the standard, fucking bogus, fucking rappers. It's just me, my nigga, Mike D. OPM on them pussy ass niggas.
Let me get a peach, Fago.
Bring them motherfucking frozen through, bitch. I told you.
Hey, the peach. Not what they call it? The cans, nigga.
Not the cans.
Not the
cans. Not the
bottle, nigga.
Get the bottle from motherfucking right through the Wilcox Tunnel. Bring that bottle right through that peach kind.
Yeah.
That peach kind. Tell that bitch, bring me a strawberry kiwi. Bring me a motherfucking frozen.
Mm-hmm.
I need one of those 3-for-1 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer if you brought the popcorn.
If you can't
bring the popcorn, bring the motherfucking hot fries.
Hell
and
yeah.
If you can't bring the hot fries, go ahead and bust that 5 out. Bring me some Mapco chicken,
and
bitch.
And slap down, yeah, slap down and get some Mapco.
I don't see how a motherfucker could be from the city, live in the city, and hate on a motherfucker that's representing the city, and that's supposed to be the city, blood, the city you're from. Shit don't make no motherfucking sense. If I love something, I'ma love anybody, you know what I'm saying, or anything that's represented, especially if they doing that shit right. That's full gay.
I've been riding through the city in a hoopty. I've been ballin' since a youngin' like a nigga wanted college to recruit me. Obviously it didn't happen, now I'm rapping trying to dodge all these groupies.
Yeah,
I'm trying to put on for my city, I just hope a hey nigga don't shoot me.
Don't shoot me.
As a kid I was told once.
Yeah.
If you ain't got nothing good to say, the nigga don't say shit. I was told by a hoe once. Yeah. If the girl you fucking ain't wifey material, then watch out who you lay with. Damn, she told me she know by experience. She's not the girl to put trust in. At the moment I became so curious. I asked her, how do you find love then? She said there's no love in these streets, and you know that. When you get out the city, my nigga, don't go back. But I'm still riding through the city in my Hoopie. I've been balling since a youngin', like a nigga wanted college to recruit me. Obviously it didn't happen, now I'm rapping, trying to dodge all of these groupies. Yeah, I'm trying to put on for my city, I just hope that, hey nigga, don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. Yo, moving silence is the motto.
Yeah.
Dodging all of life's potholes. When I dip, call me Nacho. When I take my shirt off, I'm young P.D. Pablo. Like, what? I took it way back.
Way back.
Back when Eddie Curry was a rookie. Back before I started writing music. Back before I. Back before we all could see the truth without looking. Demons follow me wherever I go.
I
pray that God is watching to tell the truth. I don't play that often. Demons on my shoulder like Iago. I wish my angel could tell me everything God knows. Yeah. One day I'ma find out. I told my girl I don't believe in side hoes. I told her I do not believe in good luck. I told her that I really hate the 5-0. Because I know they watching while I'm riding in my Hoopie. They don't wanna see me ballin'. They would hate to see a college recruit me. And because it didn't happen, now I'm rapping, now they laughing like how the system gon' do me.
I'm
trying to put on for my city, I just hope the fucking cop don't shoot. Don't shoot. Yeah.
Boy Looney Benz with Off the Porch Entertainment. You rocking with Magic Love and Get Lifted Radio on Turn Up Tuesdays. Turn up.
And yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love, right here from Jacksonville, Florida. We're live on Get Lifted Radio. Turn Up Tuesdays, the weekly indie artist spotlight. Tonight's topic is side chicks, side dudes. We've had a few individuals give their opinion from the chat room. There was one person that said that being a side chick or a side dude is allowed. There's another person that says that maybe the person isn't good enough to take home to family as the main individual in their life. We've had Lady Aunt call in and give her thoughts on this. She's poly, but you know, she also gave her thoughts on the whole side chick, side dude. Poly is actually a lifestyle, and to me, being a side chick or a side dude is not a lifestyle. All parties involved may not even be aware of the situation that's going on, so therefore, you know, I feel like you're being a terrorist. That's just my thoughts. You're being a terrorist. You're a terrorist. You're trying to destroy something that doesn't belong to you so that you can have it and hope that, you know, after all the mess is said and done, you have something or somebody there for you. I don't know. What you think about it? Are you a side chick? Are you a side dude? If so, why? You know, let us know. Press 1-347-826-7536. Has your relationships been affected by side chick or side dude activity? We want to know, you know, do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it? Don't be afraid to express yourself right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. That's what the platform is for. That last track was Hoopty by Ramaj Iraq. You can follow him on Twitter at Ramaj Iraq, RamajEroc. And representing Chicago by way of Los Angeles, California, we have a caller, 8632. State your name, where you represent. You're live on Get Lifted Radio. What it do?
Yo, 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 what's happening? This is Young Harlem out of Harlem, New York City. What's going on?
What's going on, Young Harlem?
I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I appreciate you for calling in to Turn It Up Tuesday's Get Lifted Radio. Young Harlem, you are a current client of TVMG, right?
Yes, 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 I am. Shout out to Toya. What's going on? What's happening?
All right. Big shout out to Toya. Toya got a client calling in. I know she's chimed in on the line, so I know she hears you. Big up. I appreciate you for calling in.
No doubt.
So, Young Harlem, you know, introduce the people who you are, where you're from, represent, you know, what you got going on.
All right, my name is Young Harlem, out of Harlem, New York City. You know, I do the music thing, been doing it for a little minute. You know, rocking with Toya. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it popping. Just came in to do something a little different, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just keep it G a little bit, but just a little different. A little different than everybody else.
Okay. So you got a current track that you're pushing or you released, you know?
I got major tracks. Right now I'm working on a few videos. I got a few singles in the works. You know what I'm saying? I want to do it a little different than what I've been doing. You know, I got a lot of freestyles and stuff like that. It's all the new joints and all that. So we're gonna take it to another level.
That's what's up. So what's the latest joint that people can go check out, and where can they check it out?
You can go on YouTube. You go on YouTube, type in, you know, my name, Young Harlem, and the Money Count, and that's the video, the last joint I shot. You know, you got it on iTunes and all that. Everything. Just type my name, it's going to pop up anywhere.
So basically, you could just Google him, Young Harlem.
Just Google me.
Are you Young Harlem 48? Because there's a lot of Young Harlems on Twitter. So...
I'm the real Young Harlem. If you go on Google, you type in Young Harlem, it's gonna pop up.
Okay.
First one, real Young Harlem, only one.
All right. He said, "Oh no, I'm the real Young Harlem. All them other cats out there, you know, they just calling themselves that."
Yeah.
That's what's
they
up.
Trying to bite the wave.
They trying to bite the wave. You say you've been Young Harlem.
Been that. The wow. whoisyoungharlem.com. Go on that too. I'm everywhere, man.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I definitely appreciate you for taking the time, you know, to give us a quick shout. I'd be interested in, you know, getting you plugged in right here and getting an interview and all that good stuff so we can get to know a little bit more about you.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I appreciate the platform and everything. You know, everything that you're doing, I appreciate it.
No doubt. I appreciate you for calling in, and you stay warm out there in New York, man.
Absolutely. Take it easy.
All right, man. Have a good night.
All right.
So, you know, I appreciate the artists that do take the time out to, you know, just show a little love to the platforms that show love to indie artists. I also manage artists. I've been a part of developing artists, authors, clubs, you know, the whole nine yards and branding and marketing. You definitely need a collective team of individuals that can help you accomplish certain tasks to reach certain heights. So I salute the artists that definitely take the time out and, you know, like I said, show a little appreciation to the platforms that support indie artists. And on top of that, invest in themselves. A lot of artists feel like, you know, this is going to happen at the snap of a finger, or it's going to happen overnight. But unfortunately, you know, it's not like that anymore. You have to be able to have time, dedication, not only to learn the business side of things, but you definitely want to be able to invest in your brand. So you might have to pick up a second job. You know, you may have to cut back on shopping, eating out, whatever it takes to make sure that, you know, the same amount of effort that you would get going to someone else's job and helping them keep their companies going, that's the same thing you need to do for yourself. So with no further ado, I'm not going to babble on with that. I'm going to get into my next track. I got about 15 minutes left. We got International Rob B of Get Lifted Entertainment with Kill 'Em with Progression right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays.
Yeah, you know what time it is. Let the haters hate, man. You know, I just kill them with regret.
You know. got money too.
I got money too.
Difference is I work to get it, get it. I just kill them with progression.
Ain't no playing with it.
You got haters, I got haters too.
What you talking about?
You got money, I got money too.
I got money too.
Difference is I work to get it, get it.
Yeah.
Ain't no playing with it. He know that I break up for sure. But you be hating on the low. It'll probably bother years ago. But now I just use it for ammo. Holla, I work too hard like go workers. I don't allow everybody in my circle. Not everybody like you like Steve Urkel. But when you change, they come back like Laura. Oh, it's phony. I can sit back and dwell. Get stuck in the moment, I kill a whip. That work cause I'm on the progression whip. I put my mind on it, I can think. Like back in the day. I can sit back and hear my mama say, why don't you play? Go and get cash, your girl is away. For the moment, been disrespected, but I own it. No handout, freebies, no homeless, free dreams. All up in that fortune, but I want it's a moment. I can show y'all that I'm warranted. The sky's not limited. Go forward, no timidness. Let the haters keep hating, y'all know that I'm missing it. You got haters, I got haters too. You got money, I got money too. Difference is I work to get it, get it. I just kill them with progression.
Ain't no playing with it.
You got haters, I got haters too.
What you talking about?
You got money, I got money too.
I got money too.
Difference is I work to get it, get it. I just kill them with progression.
Man, what they talking about?
Look, talk that trapping, don't pop no bottles.
No bottles.
VIP, but don't be with no models. Try to play me, but y'all folks got
nerves.
That negative vibe, I just curve. You know that it's really so sad to see lots of potential. So many with talent been burned. It's like when you gon' learn that where you put in reflect what you earn. Till I'm in the earth, your words is money concern. I drive the top and you hating folks with something that's far. I'm on a mission though. I'm off of a call, like Curry and Simple though. Keep it original. 100 whatever you call it, no figure no. I used to be timid, but now I just say whatever I'm winning. Can I get a witness? I kill it with work, my action completely. You got haters, I got haters too.
Ain't no problem, no.
You got money, I got money too.
I got money too.
Difference is I work to get it, get it. I just kill them with progression.
Ain't no playing with it.
You got haters, I got haters too.
What you talking about?
You got money, I got money too.
I got money too.
Difference is I work to get it, get it. I just kill them with progression.
No, ain't no playing with it.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're right here on Get Lifted Radio, live from Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm going to bring Young Harlem back real quick, because I did forget to ask him about tonight's topic. I want to get his opinion on it. And if you want to chime in and voice your opinion on the tonight's topic, which is side chicks, side dudes, are you one? Have you been one? Yeah, you know, have your relationships been affected by side chick or side dude behavior, or, you know, do you disagree or agree with it? Press 1 if you want to chime in. And Young Harlem, we're going to bring you back, sir. You know, what is your thoughts on tonight's topic?
Okay. I feel as if, you know, when you're younger and, you know, you're being your single guy and you know what I'm saying? You be with a lot of chicks. It was cool. But, you know, as you grow into adulthood, you don't want to be in a situation where you're with a young lady or whoever and you're with her and, like, you know what I'm saying, she has feelings for you, but you don't really have feelings for her, so you're leading her on. So you're messing with other chicks, and then, you know, later on you're going to find out that you actually really have feelings for her, and then when she do something to you, you're going to feel that. So, you know, I don't really think the side chick thing, I mean, it's not really, I mean, you could just be a single dude and, you know what I'm saying, dibble and dabble and be safe, you know, stay protected and, you know, deal with different young ladies or whoever it is you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't drag somebody into a situation and then get them hurt. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of, it's a big ripple effect, and you don't want that in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you basically feel, you know, whatever you give out and put out, you're definitely going to receive it back. So at some point,
absolutely,
you may fall in love with somebody, you know, you were somebody's side chick or dude, and then later on down the line, you may fall in love with somebody who actually in turn did the same thing to you that you were doing to someone else, that right. was obviously a main. So now you got your feelings hurt. So I get that. I agree with that too. That's mm-hmm. why I'm a firm believer, like, the whole cheating thing, like, I've never really been, I'm very old-fashioned and traditional when it comes to that. Like, I don't agree with the sleeping around thing. So when right. you're with somebody and committed to somebody, you know, and then on the other hand, like you said, you know, why get wrapped up in a situation like that? So it's interesting to hear a guy, you know, because quite frankly, society would automatically assume that most guys would agree with it because, you know, it's... You got two females, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I appreciate you for chiming in and giving that aspect from a mature fella, obviously.
No problem.
Have you in the past, you know, have you dealt with a situation like that yourself?
I haven't dealt with a situation like it. But when I feel as if somebody is being untruthful, I kind of destroy myself away from it. So, you know what I'm saying, it isn't turning into something huge. That way it can blow up all the way over there and I could be over here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, be in your own lane. You're like, stay over there right. with that, and I'm going to stay over here with this and
right.
and all the possible diseases that you may have as well.
Right,
so
or potentially get you biting into something crazy.
True. See, now,
I always forget that part, of course, because I can't make that happen. But... Yeah, you do have to worry about that.
Absolutely, especially nowadays.
Right. You might get trapped in a closet.
Yeah, nah, you don't want that. You don't know. You don't no trap. You don't want no trap. Be safe
right.
out there.
Right. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for staying on the line and sticking in with me. I know Toyo will be sure that we get some of your music to definitely get you in rotation here as well.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. I appreciate that.
All right, man. You be safe.
You too. Take it easy.
Good. So that right there was Young Harlem. You know, he says when you're young, you know, that might be cool. But as you mature and you get older, like, you know, keep your thing in your pants or, you know, females, keep your legs closed a little bit. You don't have to be all out there like that. Find somebody to try to settle down with and leave all the side action alone. It's really not worth it when it's all said and done, because somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody could get, like he said, someone could get pregnant out of this situation. It wasn't supposed to be like that. And then, of course, you know, the transmitting of diseases and shit like that. But anyway, we're going to take it to New Orleans. This is one of my favorite tracks that we've had here in rotation lately. And this is Mr. B's with RNS, Real Nigga Shit, representing Soul Avengers out of New Orleans. And once again, I appreciate Toya Vega for keeping us plugged in with some of the latest indie artists. You know, without all of us collectively working together, it's easy to miss good artists because there's a lot of people out here doing music. But here we go with RNS by Mr. B's.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Time, man. Tell him, man.
What you say?
Tell him, man. Tell
him, man. Look, 2010, I was a mess. I laid my son to rest. 19,
yep.
My heart went into cardiac arrest. I've seen death before, even at my front door. Yes. Bleeding in my arm, still talking about he wants war. So do I, so to Texas I will fly. It's the Reaper saying hi. Nobody gon' die now. Everybody either lie down or that stick. I'ma spit until it click, and I ain't talking lyrics. Made a quick dash to Miami. These saints wanting, I'm damning. La mama Puerto Rican. I started speaking in Spanish. I'm too managed, and most of my niggas done vanished off the planet. Taking these penitentiary chances, all get blasted with them hammers. I hoping you understand about the damage to a young black man that be scared to live and quick to die.
Quick to die.
Just throwing a bunch of sand in the mechanics, making the poor people panic with Obama just to pacify. You tell me why, I tell you Jah will provide.
Right.
This New Orleans, we live with the option to die.
Right.
Really dance at your funeral. Nobody cries, cause
nobody.
This is not unusual. Just look in our eyes, so I ride low with that plunger. Boy, I'm from that under.
Yeah.
Stay strong when you live long. Pluck them hoes and duck them.
Right.
You make the right
make decisions, and you keep living pimping. But recognize a guard when he's spitting. Don't be tripping. You tend to niggas be slipping. I tighten up my bootstraps, and now we making digits. Cause dog, I really do rap. Tell me where the fool at. Tell me where the cool at. Tom Brady coming off the bench just to prove that you are not on my level. I'm a rapping exception. I hack sessions like Shaq when you're feeling this presence. The point peasant, I'm back and about to pop. See the homie closing up shop, cause they see the Papa Doc. With no 8 Mile, I stay wild. Looking at all these apes around. Street niggas since day one. Boy, that's why I can't smile. So foul, I get 2 shots plus and one, cause I'm beast mode. Y'all can keep that swag shit. I'ma keep it G-code. Welcome to the Terror Dome. Try to get a couple cars in a better home. Ain't fast, shouldn't think like that. You just fake like that. Don't make me put a fucking chrome. I come by myself and killing your crew. You ready to talk? I'm ready to move. I'm ready to choose and give you the blues and leave you no clues. Knock them up out of these shoes. Just call me the Scrooge or Dr. Doom. Look, mama, just follow the rules and we gon' be cool. Now here go this tool. Look, pause that. Dutchie look like ball bats. I swing for the fences. She stays with them hood rats. You can't get with this bitch.
Shall I continue? No. Shall I continue?
It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. Once again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in to Turn It Up Tuesdays. Be sure to tune in with us next week right here, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and every week following. This is the Indie Artist Spotlight. Next week's topic, we're going to close the month out speaking on Black History. I would like to know what Black History Month means to you, if it means anything to you at all at this point. And with that being said, like I said, don't hesitate to follow us on Twitter. Contact us if you want to get in rotation as far as a song and commercial on GetLiftedEntertainment.com. We have our submissions tab there. And with no further ado, I'm signing out. Peace.
Yo, 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 what's happening? This your girl, Nicki Matt Knight, a.k.a. Nix, representing that C-Town, a.k.a. Koja, a.k.a. Columbus GA. And right now, you're tuned in to Turn It Up Tuesdays on Get Lifted Radio with your host, Maggie Love.
Yeah, yeah.
Children of the light, we are the original man. And we existed on this planet 96,000 years before they did. And that's the truth. Come on.
Do you really want to know what's up? Do you really want to know what they keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Do you really want to know what's up? Do you really want to know what they keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Tired of all this foolishness, I'm trying to get y'all conscious. Radio ain't helping dogs, they playing nothing but nonsense. Tight beat, catchy hook, lyrics all fake like Sandy Hook. Man, I got a gift, I'ma give it a real. We the people of the book, Israel. Guess you wanna hear me talk about hoes and clothes? Man, I can't take it no more. Every time my brother try to elevate the spirit, cause they wanna be connected with the one that gave us all a soul. I ain't really worried about the politics. Whole government beating y'all a pile of shit. In the mix, let's chop it up. Found a lick in the hood, this ain't knowledge, bruh. They don't wanna see us rise up, so they try to keep us falling. Black exploits like nigga Charlie. Through the media, we bought it. Black pride was offending them, so they told why self-esteem down. Took us from kings and queens to niggas and bitches. Do you see what I see now? Hey!
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they been keeping from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Yeah. What if I told you that the sky was red? What if I mentioned you were better than? You probably listen if you figured that I was God and you was a nigga and my genes were more superior, inferior. Yeah, you inferior. I'm curious to how you figured that when I artifacts predate all of them. Mythology talk, this anthropology, boss. Can lie to them by my culture, but you can't lie to me, boss. I put my feet in the sand and let the sun recharge me. I'm a part of this earth where they won't teach in biology. With that tell our vision, they implement their psychology. Play slow if you wanna. Can't say that nobody taught you, my G.
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they been keeping from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop that cooning.
I can feel it like a 100-round drum, but it don't mean nothing if you don't learn something. I don't do it for fun. I can promise if you do the research after each verse, you can see first the truth and murder lies with a single verse. No cherry picking when I'm politicking from the script and hitting with a historical fact. Matter of fact, if you black, what you said, you would kill for that. How was that right? What? 'Cause my skin ain't white, please.
They created disease for my peeps. Smallpox made in the lab, they put in sheesh.
Babies on crack, my band is riddling. Heavily sedated to be miseducated. Send them all off to school, send them act like the fool. Send them on too many days and let them repeat the grade. Bet you didn't know we created the knowledge. So the blueprint from us, how they built their college.
Red cross, white sheets on repeat. Destroy black, it don't matter, they not human beings. Get free, wanna fit, now we segregate.
What?
Jim Crow, but swear we eating off the same plate.
Yeah, right. Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they been keeping from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loop.
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they been keeping from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loop.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it, say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah. If you really ready, say yeah.
You know, you know.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T, and check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
Yahoo!
And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Pilot, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand.
Yahoo!
You've just entered car buying bliss.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 branded matures from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.